All right. We just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We just love you, Lord, and I just want to thank the Lord for everything that he's doing and just how he's blessing us, and it's just wonderful what's going on. And I just want to thank him for that special access that he gave unto the precious wife of the Lamb. When we were in that main river of salvation, everyone had access to the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he gave us that special access to the Father and to the Lord Jesus Christ through that name of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Yes, and I praise him and just thank him for that revelation that he's given unto us. And it's just wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We were given the name Christ, the wife, and on our head was placed the crown of life. A pure river, clear as crystal, now flows through our body of glorified flesh and bones. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. Now see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, the Lord gave to us, his precious wife. Oh, see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. We were given the name Christ, the wife, that we wear with honor and pride. And we're speaking a new and pure language of life. We're part of the Godhead, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. Now see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, the Lord gave to us, his precious wife. Oh, see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. Now see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, the Lord gave to us, his precious wife. Oh, see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. We were given the name Christ, the wife, that we wear with honor and pride. And we're speaking a new and pure language of life. Part of the Godhead, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. Now see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, the Lord gave to us, his precious wife. Oh, see our garment of fine linen, clean and white, is the righteousness of the fullness of the face of Christ.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen. All right. Yes, it's so good to know the Lord, isn't it? Praise the Lord. All right. Who are we? Okay. I've got the signal that we all right, and we're going here, so we praise God. Going and growing in the Lord. Amen. So it's good to be here this morning and to open the Word of God, the Bible, the written Word. Of course, we know the written Word is just the carrier of the life. Amen. And when it's fulfilled and God moves on to something else, Paul said it could become the dead letter. Amen. That means the life has moved out of that part into another part of the Word of God. Amen. And eventually it moves right into the wife of the Lamb and God's people. But the wife of the Lamb has that special connection. She's a wife. And, of course, Israel is his brethren. And we look at it from that standpoint. So the wife, she has that special place. Amen. Irreplaceable place. Amen. And she'll always be that. The marriage will always be, amen, as we're married to the Lamb. The Lamb's wife. And she has made herself ready. So today we just appreciate the chance to talk about the Word. Amen. When I say talk about the Word, I'm talking about Christ Jesus is the Word, and also His wife is the Word. Amen. Jesus Christ, He's the Word, and His wife is the Word. Glory to God, and is the written here in the Bible. But then, not only that, God's doing a new thing in the earth, and also it's being written. Presently being put in written form, and it has that life in it. Glory to God, it's the carrier of this life. And we just thank God for that. Amen, as the Word has always been. And the Word, for the most part, the Old Testament, is a history. And when you get on after the flood and the call of Abraham, then it's the history of Israel and what happened there and so on. And then during that time, coming on up to the time of the birth of Christ, there were the prophets. And some people had trouble separating the law and prophets. And when we make the statement, sometimes we're not under the law, amen, it don't mean that we're discarding or discounting the Old Testament, because there's the prophets. See, it says the law and the prophets were until John. Amen. But since the time of John, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and we take it by force. Amen. In other words, we're just bold enough, brave enough to claim the Word. Amen. Whatever it says for us, we take it by force. And the force would be opposing powers of the powers of the enemy, and the powers of ignorance, and the powers of people that just not willing to move. Amen. So we just go on and do it anyway. Praise God. And we know that Jesus made the statement, well, the Word of God did, long before Jesus. Amen. That the life's in the blood. Well, the blood has been a carrier of the life. Amen. And that was in the chemistry realm. But now we're not so much the chemistry, but the life, the spirit of the Word. Glory to God. The chemistry of the blood of Jesus Christ spilt on the ground, and it was a great act of the Lamb of God. And it took place, and the blood was spilt, but it was shed for all of God's children. Amen. And then, after Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and come back, amen, to the earth, he came back in a glorified body. And he walked with the disciples for about 40 days and nights there, telling them things of the kingdom of God. And this is a very important 40 days and nights, because in this 40 days and nights, we get an absolutely clear picture of the glorified body. Amen. We know that Jesus could eat, and he could fellowship and talk about the word, and he did that for 40 days and nights, and was seen one time of above 500 people. Amen. Just appeared in the midst. Glory to God. And that's the way we did when he appeared unto the 12. Amen. Which was 11 at that time. Judas had went out and hanged himself, or one writer said jumped off the, fell off a cliff or so forth. But anyway, he just appeared in the midst. And he says, they said it's the Spirit, and they were affrighted. And Jesus says, do a spirit have flesh and bone? And he began to talk to them, and he finished up by saying, have you anything to eat? And he set the, they set the food out and fish and honey. He ate and talked with them, and all of a sudden, where'd he go? The Bible says the door being shut. He came in. Amen. Well, that's the power and the source we're dealing with today. Amen. Not just the Bible. Amen. But a real living source, the Spirit of God, is Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus in the earth, in his wife, see? Glory to God. And all that, it's just working out right before us. And it's wonderful to behold what he's doing. Praise the Lord. And so all these things are we're looking at today, and we're praising God for it. And we're thanking God for the Bible. It's a whole history of God's thought and God's plan for the earth. Amen. But it doesn't include the present day happening in detail. That's where the living word is in us. It's manifested. We become that word, the word made flesh, at the marriage of the Lamb. We become one with that glorified body. Glory to God, where the life weren't depending on what was in the blood and what weren't. Amen. Or what race or what nationality or all those things has nothing to do with it. Amen. Because the life, amen, is in that spirit. It's in the Spirit of Christ. It's in that man that walked around here, and he was glorified. And he's the one we're joined to, and being joined to him equalizes us with him. Amen. Making us part of the Godhead. Glory to God. And you say, well, Brother Howard, isn't all the people, and I've been asked this, isn't all the people part of God? All of God's people. Yes, all the born again, they're part of God, and they have their place. Amen. But we, the wife of the Lamb, is bone of his bone, the Lord Jesus Christ, and flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit, and she's a special group. She's part of the Godhead part of God, I use the word. Amen. God said we have a new language, so we'll just use that. The Godhead part of God. There's where you're looking for. There's where the wife comes in. Amen. Not that all the rest is not partakers of God in his fullness, in the essence of God. Like the Bible says through the mouth of David, he said, though I take the wings of the morning and fly to the othermost parts of the world, said, he's there. Amen. If I go to the bottom of the sea, he's there. We could ask Jonah about. That was that Jonah that went through, well, swallowed up the whale. Yeah, Jonah knows all about being down there in the bottom of the sea, and the life went right on. Amen, because it was God's life. And down there, he learned a lot of things, found out a lot of things. And that whale finally, after so long, got tired of Jonah. Amen. And it spewed him out upon the beach in exactly the place where he was supposed to be. I tell you, that guy, the Word of God has so many wonderful stories in it. Amen. And the life of the Word, amen, we see as it fulfilled itself. Now, we can talk about the story of Jonah. And we can talk about the story of David, the great king. Amen. And even Jesus was called the son of David because in the human realm through Mary, he was connected in that fleshly realm. But now the glorified flesh has taken over. Once he came forth out of the grave, amen, then that's glorified flesh. Glorified. So, and he didn't take his wife until after the glorification of his body. Amen. And that makes her glorified along with him, see. And so those are the things we're looking at today. And the Word of God's so wonderful, and we could just talk about it all the time, and most of the time we do. Amen. It's and never get tired. And as we talk about it, God smiles upon us, and he opens up little things we hadn't saw before. And we can say, hey, look at this. I never saw this before. Amen. They just keep breaking revelation one after another because he's a living God and the Word is alive, is powerful. Amen. So let's pray before reading the Word. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again this morning and we come to you praising you and thanking you for all the good things, Lord, that's without number, Lord, that you do for us. And we just appreciate you. Appreciate you, Lord, making us part of this great plan and the special part that you've made us, special part of the Godhead, the Godhead part of God, not just part of God, but we're part of the Godhead part of God. And Jesus being first came forth, and he in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead part of God, see. Amen. And then you joined us to him by marriage. Amen. And all those things that was in God through the Lord Jesus Christ now are in the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Glory to God. So we just thank you for that, Lord. And I pray you'll bless us and help us say something this morning that will be a blessing to your children and be helpful, Lord, as you've ordained it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. All right, get some of this good water before starting. Amen. Now, there's a scripture in the book of Hebrews that I always liked real good. And Paul, he was really getting deep in it when he wrote this. It's in Hebrews chapter 4. And we'll start reading in verse 12. And it's a very, very good year. Now, some of the things that wrote in the book of Hebrews deal basically with Israel, the nation of Israel, and how God deals with Israel, and how they were cut off, and how they're going to come back, and so on like that. And it's some good revelation right there. And that's the part of the Word that's not fulfilled in its fullness yet. They've come back to the land, and they and then some of that suffering violence over there. It's just like Jesus said one time, the kingdom of heaven, since the time of John, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence take it by force, see. Amen. Sometimes there's some force there that God uses. Amen. And the Spirit of God moved, but it'll always fulfill the Word of God. Every bit of it. Amen. We see that Russia, Ukraine, I can't hardly say that word for me. Ukraine or in battle there, fightings and all, and it looked like, well, I thought Russia's going to be defeated and on the mountain of Israel and those things, and I thought this or I thought that, some will say. Well, when we start thinking like that, we ought to think like this. Is our thoughts in line with what the Scripture has laid out that will happen? Amen. And if it is, then okay. But if it's not, then we need to take a second look at it and let the Lord just bless us and reveal. But Russia will be defeated on the mountain of Israel. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, amen, we'll find out that Russia will be defeated, and only 1/6 of them will return back home to tell about the great things that God has done. So these wars, the Bible says there are wars and rumors of wars and so on, and that'll continue. But we have a finishing picture of what will be, and whether Russia and Ukraine fight has nothing to do with this. Amen. God may be getting rid of some of doing certain things there that I'm sure it'll work out. But there's a lot of things happening in the world today that don't specifically carry a great prophetic event, see. And there are certain things that does carry a prophetic event that will happen. And irregardless what happened on the sideline, amen, every bit of it will happen just like he said. So about Russia, it'll be defeated. Russia will be defeated in the land of Israel. So somewhere or another, in just the very near future, we see the things taking place in Israel and so on. And it's got the eyes of the world on that little spot of land. And we see that everything seemed to be pointing that way. Amen. And soon we'll learn that those things that we see that God is doing and has been doing, amen, will just work out just exactly and be just exactly on time. Amen. And then since the marriage is taking place, our glorification and all that will be completed. Amen. And by the time the two prophets get here, long in that time, amen, the Lord's going to take us out, and we're not going to see other than what the prophets already told us about. We know what's going to happen. Amen. During that day of the Lord, the end of the tribulation period, there the earth is going to tumble and toss, it says, like a drunk man. Amen. But then once that time is up and God gets through shaking it, the sea's roaring, washing those coastal cities out in the ocean and all those things and earthquakes, but there'll be called the great earthquake. See, there's one great earthquake. It's going to shake the earth back into play. Amen. And it's believed that somewhere along about the time of the flood, there was a great, great earthquake caused all that. God could, God don't give the exactness of how he did it. But then on through the other prophets, we see what's going to happen when you straighten it back up. It's going to tumble and toss like a drunk man. Amen. Darkness on the earth. The moon will look like it's turned to blood. And the sun will be darkened. And there will be about 30 dreadful days for mankind upon the earth. And we have a message on that. Amen. But still, as we look past that, everything's going to work out just exactly as he has said it would. Glory to God. And long about that time at the end of the tribulation, we'll be coming back to this earth with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he's going to send his angels forth and his servants and however he'll do it when it actually be fulfilled. Sometimes the scripture, the prophets will see it and they'll write in the words that would be fitting for their time, but in the actual fulfillment of it, amen, he'll sit there on his own throne, the throne of his throne of glory, and separate the sheep from the goat, the Bible says, and everything will work out till the earth's set up, be 30 days each month, and all these things will work out just right, 360 days in a year, and I've brought some of this in before, and it's going to set up, and there's going to be such a wonderful, 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 beautiful thing like the world has never seen. Amen, because the devil's bound, the dead, death is bound with him. Amen, and death will only be used in very isolated incidents in that millennia. But the thing is, then we come to the great white throne judgment, and those, the natural people, glory to God, will all stand and be judged. And the great thing about that is many of those that were born and raised in the millennium, amen, the death sentence wasn't even in effect then. Amen, they'll walk right off into eternity. Glory to God, to go through the farms and so on. Amen, there's a wife of the Lamb there, and living in the glory of God. They're in that same spot of land that God chose. Amen, and oh, we could talk about the glory of it. It's so glorious, it's explosively glorious. Amen. Quick and powerful. Amen. And we see all these great things. And just think, here we are, right in the middle of the whole thing, see. Glory to God, but escaping the wrath. He'll hide us away as in the cliffs of the rock, one place says that. But actually, that was one of the prophets, how he saw it way back there. But actually, it'll be what we call a rapture. Paul used the word catching away, but being caught away. And we just use the word rapture, and it all amounts up to the same. We talk about the rapture. That's a more common word that the hearers will know exactly what you're talking about, a catching away of the saints. See? Amen. So praise God, praise God, praise God. That's all I can say about this. It's so good and so wonderful, so beautiful. And see, we're right in the middle. We're coming right now. Israel taking the land and getting all her land and everything. It's all going to work out so perfectly. When it's all said and done, you can look back and say, well, I see now why this and why that and all. And God's just doing it just like he ordained it to be done, to fulfill all the scripture that's to be fulfilled. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb will be right there, sitting by the side of her husband King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, glorifying him. Praise the Lord. So that's why she's Christ, the wife of the Lamb, say. Glory to God. That Christ, that's anointing, that means the carrier of the attributes of masculine and feminine attributes, as a carrier through Christ. Amen. As God brings himself down into the human realm. Glory to God. First through his son Jesus, and then through the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And God just leaves this earth basically to his son, his son's wife. Amen. While all the great universes, amen, God has things going on there, an angel. And I saw on TV this week, I guess it was, about the how big the universe is. We've only begun to see a little. They found other Milky Ways and so on. And it says so big, it's just staggers our imagination to think how something could be that big and what's taking place. And yet, in the midst of it all, here's a little planet called Earth. Glory to God. And there's where we're at. There's where the wife of the Lamb. There's where the Son is going to sit on the throne of God and the Lamb. And there's where the water of life flow right through the wife of the Lamb, which is the tree of life that brings forth her fruit. Amen. And the nation come and visit Jerusalem and are blessed. And there's heaven on earth. Amen. So those are the things that's taking place. And we're right here at the end. You're going to begin to see. You're already seeing some of it. You're already seeing the certain things taken by force. Amen. You see some violence. in that realm. Amen. To bring it right into that. And that's kind of the way it's been for the wife of the Lamb against denominationalism and so on, because the criticism and Christianity, they don't see this, and they're not supposed to. But we're part of the Godhead, part of God. Amen. God is life everywhere else. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know Brother Brown had that vision of being in. The Lord asked him, would he like to see? He was wondering, how would it be over there? He said, would you like to see? And he said, it will help. So he got over there and saw all these, all the saints and young and all beautiful. And it was, but it was their soul, their tabernacle. He said, so one of these days we'll come back to earth and we'll take on, you know, the things that God has, and we'll take on glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Be human again. Amen. Glorified human in that sense. Amen. That's what the 1 Thessalonians 4:14 talks about, when it talks about the when God sent with him the spirits of those. Amen. The spirit back with him. That's the souls, the tabernacle. Amen. To take on this glorified flesh and bone by message. Amen. We see that in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, I believe, where Paul, he created, because it was against the thinking of a lot of people, but it was exactly with the word, see. Wasn't put in the New Testament. What's going to happen, because the New Testament wasn't wrote now, but we have it now, see. It wasn't wrote then when God began to fulfill and bring to pass what would be. But he's holding that there would be, the saints would come back with Christ Jesus. Amen. There would be a marriage by proxy. Glory to God. And then we would, this great thing will begin to break forth. Begin to spread out. Amen. And there'll be a word. There'll be quickening power to bring to pass the word as we see it's coming to pass in this very day, in this very hour. And nothing can stop it. But we had to push against denominationalism and so on like that, Pentecostalism, and different religious beliefs. Amen. To come and say, this is the way, walk you therein. Amen. And only the wife of the Lamb, those that's married to him, can hear his, hear that voice. Glory to God. And when they hear that voice, they'll know that's not just a normal voice. That's the voice of the bridegroom or the husband speaking to the wife. Amen. And the wife speaking to one another as we go forth in this hour. And it's getting better and better every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to read that in Hebrews, I think, on the word here. Now listen to the word. And just think what the promises are for this hour that we know about. Some of them will only know about them as they begin to come into being. But Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Watch this, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. Now that's some living word. That's something among us that's alive. Amen. Not something that we read in something, is something in us. Glory to God. The live, quickened word. It pierces even to dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Piercing Amen. And the joints and the marrow, it's just so powerful. It's unexplainable without revelation. Amen. You just got to know by revelation this that you're the wife of the Lamb, and these things are taking place, and you were ordained for this hour to stand for truth. Glory to God. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Well, our battles, we don't have to fight anymore. Glory to God. We just walk with the Word as He has given us the Word, and it gets better all the time, see. That's what we're doing now. Amen. Walking with that Word, because now we are very part of the Godhead, and that's hard for a lot of people that has been trained up in religion and in the certain ways, hard for them to get through their mentality that this is true, this is happening, this is real. Amen. And we're getting ready to get out of here, we'll say, as the world goes into a time of trouble like has not been since there been a world, see. Praise the Lord. And here we are just happy rejoicing in the Lord. Amen, because we're part of this, and we know that. We know that we know that we know. Amen, we're the wife of the Lamb, and that's the greatest calling that there is. And Paul referred to it as high calling. Amen, the high calling. The highest calling you can have is be the wife of the Lamb, see. Glory to God, because that water of life flows right through. Amen, and it'll bless the nation, especially in that eternal age. But right now, it blesses people if they, even though they're not part of it, sometimes if they has the Spirit of God in them, it'll be something to let them know that this is what you're saying is of God. And it may be like a brother told me here at the church, and I haven't mentioned this in a long time, but I mentioned it during the time it happened. Came to church here for a while. He went to a Baptist church, and some of his kindreds pastored, but they got another pastor in, and somehow or another he just didn't like the other pastor as good. So he started coming to church here, and he really enjoyed and was blessed and sat there with a smile on his face. But then they put another pastor in that was related to him. They'd been friends all their life and so on. So he came to me and said, Brother Ben, I know what you and Sister Barbara and the people there, I know what you're preaching is right. I know it's right. But said, it's just not for me. He said, I like to go where we have the fellowship and we go hunting and fishing together and all like that, and just like that, how do they farm the fields and neighbor help neighbor and so on. It's just, I just like it on that level. He said, but I know what you're preaching is right. Amen. He said, I know it's of God, but it's just not for me. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, I understand that. I said, understand, and so on. Well, you say, well, that's very strange, isn't it? It is, but if you'll read Galatians chapter 2, you'll find a similar situation there when Paul, by revelation, went up to Jerusalem to fellowship and hear what the Jewish church was teaching. Well, they asked him to speak. And this is Galatians 2, 6 through 9. You get through that. And he got through preaching, and their eyes was open that it was the truth, but not to the accepting of it. Amen. Now, there's a secret thing of God, see. Not to the accepting of it. They accept what Paul was doing, being of God, but they didn't want, they said to Paul and Barnabas, said, and the Bible says they perceived that what Paul was saying was of God. And then when Paul finished, they said to Paul and Barnabas, says, you go out there and preach to the heathens. See? And said, we will preach to The circumcision, yeah. Amen. So the thing is, it divided out and separated out. But that little group, the heathen, that's what become the virgin that now has become the wife of the Lamb. See? So all this thing, it works out right. Amen. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm one of them. Amen. That God has called, God has ordained, and God has blessed. And he gave us a word that's quick and powerful. Sharp than any two-edged sword. And he even discerned the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, that's something someone might pretend and act like for a while that they're with you in some way like that. But somehow the motive's not just exactly right. The intents of the heart's not just. And so it'll kind of fade away. Amen, that the wife didn't even have to fight that battle. Amen, she's already got her crown of life on. Amen, rejoicing in the Lord with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah, how could it be joy unspeakable and full of glory? Many times we see, look like the church world is growing by leaps and bounds. Amen, and just a small little group here. Glory to God, that love the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, that's the wife, see. Amen. Glory to God, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Oh, I just love him. I just appreciate him. Amen. Amen. Christ, the wife of the Lamb, see. Glory to God. Married to the Lord Jesus Christ, and she's his queen, and he's her king. Amen. And he's king of all the world. Just like God's all over the world. Amen. But when you get Godhead, I'm not sure, I hadn't looked this up, but I don't remember ever reading in the Old Testament where it talks about Godhead. Amen. Godhead come through Jesus Christ, see? Flesh and bone, see? So I tell you what, folks, this is so good, so wonderful, and it's so true. Amen. And a lot of people spend a lot of time saying, this is the truth, so help me. And coming on debates and so on like that. But the thing is, I don't have anything to debate with anyone. Amen. If they want some of that water of life, sure, glory to God. And let them drink till they feel. But as far as debating on the doctrinal points, amen, that battle is way behind us. Amen. We're so full of the joy of the Lord and the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. This word that's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. God just makes a way. Amen. He's the way maker. And one day he made a way for me. Praise the Lord. So that's what's going on today. Hallelujah. And we're just rolling right along with the word being fulfilled. And when I say the word being fulfilled, I'm not necessarily talking about just the written part. I'm talking about the living word that's living itself out every day through people and through events. Hallelujah. Now, someone said something. You think Russia would take the big army and go over there to Israel like that? Why, they just supply they usually supply the ammunition and the tanks and whatever they got. They supply and let them do the fighting. So they're not going to go. They wouldn't go themselves. But I'll tell you, they have to. They have to. Why? Because the Word says it. Amen. And when the Word says something, glory to God, that's just the way it is. Oh, yes, hooks in the jaw. Amen. They don't want to, because that's not their mode of doing things. But God put hooks in their jaw. And when he began to pull on that, and of course I know a lot of you folks that hear this is not acquainted much with raising cattle or pigs, you know, hogs and so on. If you put a hook in their jaw, they might want to be contrary. You can put a hook in their jaw, in their snout on a pig, And it might pull back a little bit, but it was, when it begins to feel that pain, it'll go. Amen. So Russia will go, begin to feel the pressure from those that they have tried to, and those that the satellites, the nations they got, they'll come, and they'll come up there. We'll go over there and show you how we'll stomp them out in just a little bit. Yeah, come right on. They can't help but come, see? Amen. That's the way the word's working out, and I'm not dealing too much with the natural happenings out here, but it's good to see the natural happening that was foretold. Amen. That prophet Ezekiel, how did he know those things? How did he know it? Well, he wrote it, and now we can just about look and read, see what's going on. It's like reading the morning newspaper. Amen. What's happening? Glory to God, glory to God. And we see this nation, the things that's prophesied for it. Amen. Everything just happening, bringing it right to where it's supposed to be. And I'm not going to go in a lot of details here, because a lot of things, the details not going to be played out till the exact time. But we see the trend of the way things happening, and we know our God said in his word through the mouth of Ezekiel, and we know it will come to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know through the words of that great apostle Paul, amen, there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, about the verses 13 through 16 down through there, amen, there will be a group that will be caught away. Amen. But the Bible says together, we'll get together with those saints that he brought, speaking in verse 13 or 14 of that chapter. Amen. God send them spirits with. But then together we'll be called up to meet our husband and king, whom we've been married to by proxy marriage. Glory to God. And all the power of God's there. And all the glory of God. And you talk about a jubilee. Amen. We're going to have a jubilee. Even in the natural, when Israel, God's people come through, from time to time they'd have a jubilee. From time to time they'd have certain feasts, and they just rejoice in the Lord and praise God. Amen. So that's what it is here. Glory to God, the battle's been fought. Amen. It's been won. And how sweet is the victory.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we're just moving right on with God every day. Each day gets sweeter than the day before. Hallelujah. And a lot of people, through Pentecost, as that spirit began to die, God began to lift that spirit. And the word said he would lift the spirit. Amen. And then that they begin to go different ways, formulate their own plan of how to get people out, how to give them a program for them all to come and be entertained. And the preachers don't need to say nothing that don't want to entertain, see. Amen. So we just see all these good things, and I'm just happy today. And I don't know what tomorrow holds, as far as I know what's going to, God's going to lead us and he's going to guide us, but I don't know all the ins and outs of it. But when it comes, you'll find it's fitting exactly, and you'll find there's nothing out of line. It all lays in there to bring this thing to a final close. Amen. When I say this thing, I'm talking about the world events and all that God said in prophecy would be. Bring it all to a close. Hallelujah, while we're rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And just think, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. Praise God. Amen. Just thank him. Praise him. Amen. So the scripture I read here, amen, is something Paul wrote about. He was one now, unlike Peter and some of the others, glory to God, he just got down in some real deep words that weren't for them as much, because he had a message. He created a group, see. Ephesians chapter 1, he created by the that was neither Jew nor Gentile. Ephesians chapter 2, yeah. And He created a group that there was neither Jew nor Gentile, but they were just called virgin. And now there's been a group created, and we're not called by any certain name. We're just, as far as denomination like that, but we're the wife of the Lamb, see. Yeah, we're Christ, the wife of the Lamb, see. Glory to God. And this message that's created and bringing into being this, and it's the most glorious thing, amen, that the world has ever seen. They've never seen nothing like it, but we praise God for it. So we just thank God this morning for His Word. I believe that'll be all we'll say about it this morning. And we'll just bow our head in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again to You, Lord, praising You and thanking You for the Word, for the blessing. Amen. And for these blessings that, and for the revelation that goes far beyond anything that we could ever imagine in our natural mind, seeing You doing these great things that You're doing. We just appreciate it, Lord, and we love You, and we just thank You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right, praise God. Yes, we love You, Lord. Yes, we praise You. Oh, yes. Amen. All right. All right, you have a song for us this morning? Amen. I just feel good in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm smiling and laughing and all these things, is you can't help it when you see and know and realize this great, powerful Word is taking place. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank You so much, Lord, for making us a physical body of glorified flesh and bones that is made from Your very own. And as Your wife, we now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. Our beloved Paul and all the saints are here, rejoicing in this word they now hear. In glorified flesh and bones, they too were made from the Lord's very own. And with us, they now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. Thank You so much, Lord, for making us a physical body of glorified flesh and bones that is made from Your very own. And as Your wife, we now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song. Our beloved Paul and all the saints are here, rejoicing in this word they now hear. In glorified flesh and bones, they too were made from the Lord's very own. And with us, they now sing a new song. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the wife sings a new song in glorified flesh and bones. The wife sings a new song.
Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. Love the message. Hallelujah.
Thank You. Thank You. Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad it's all right with the Lord for us to rejoice and shout. Praise the Lord. Amen. And One said, he anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Amen. So we just thank God for the joy and blessings of serving the Lord. Amen. So praise God. We appreciate the service and how God blessed us today. And we'll say that God bless you in all things. In Jesus Christ's precious name, amen.